Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
One of the last hurdles in Utah getting an NHL team is expected to be cleared today when a vote takes place at 1 this afternoon.
We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Amanda, the NHL's Board of Governors, which includes all current 32 team owners, are reportedly expected to vote on the sale of the Arizona Coyotes to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith and their subsequent relocation to Salt Lake City. If the owners sign off, Utah will officially become the home of two franchises in the Big Four North American sports. Coyotes player Josh Doan actually spoke to reporters last night on the possibility of having hockey in Salt Lake City.
Putting an NHL team in any city is going to really grow the game. And if the fans like hockey and they like fun, high energy games, and they're going to love it and they'll enjoy it. And we got a group here that's really good and exciting to watch. So it'll be exciting for the city there.
Ryan Smith is reportedly buying the Coyotes for $1.2 billion. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Last night, the Coyotes actually played their final game in Phoenix. KSL TV's Sam Farnsworth was there talking with fans attending their team's final game, and he continues our team coverage.
The Coyotes fans, though, the harsh reality of all this is really just sinking in with them as they entered Mullet Arena tonight. You know, it is a time of celebration and excitement for sports fans in Utah, but the story in Arizona is a different one. Feelings of anger, sadness, and nostalgia all flooded Yotes fans as they entered Mullet Arena tonight. And I spoke with some of the longtime Coyotes fans here who helped us understand how they're feeling as this team is leaving.
Just bummed out, really.
It's been a huge staple in Arizona. Everybody, you hear everywhere, hockey doesn't belong here, but it does.
It's still our team. We're still going to be rooting for them.
Yeah, there were quite a few tears, actually, I saw in videos from fans, as they were waving their towels and saying goodbye.
I understand that. I mean, can you imagine if the Jazz ever left? That would crush us.
Yeah. Sam says the fans there are hopeful that NHL hockey will eventually return to Arizona when the league expands.
One sport Utah already excels in is skiing. And a new report shows the industry has an economic impact on our state measured in the billions. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has been tracking the numbers. Peter?
Amanda, the greatest snow on earth brought in $1.94 billion during last year's ski season, and that's just from the out-of-staters. This comes from a new report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute, which found the ski industry has never seen such a big boom. One big reason, according to Gardner Institute senior tourism analyst Jennifer Lever, is the record snowfall that's been hitting northern Utah. So locals may not like the rise in skiers coming from out-of-state, but the numbers are enticing. Revenue more than doubled from the 2010 to 2011 season, and almost 26,000 jobs have come out of this. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
BYU fans were officially introduced to their new men's basketball coach last night.
Very offensive-minded Kevin Young, fresh off a gig as assistant with the NBA's Suns, says he'd like to build on already impressive three-point shooting that got plenty of national notice this past season.
Fast pace, getting up and down, spreading the floor out, five out, read and react. So there's going to be a lot of that, encouraging our guys to watch this series of the Suns and the T-Wolves to kind of take notes on how we're doing some things there.
BYU point guard Dallin Hall was in attendance, which is notable since he is currently in the transfer portal and weighing his options. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. A 911 outage hit four states overnight, and there were warnings earlier this week about potential cyber attacks. ABC's Josh Margolin says the outages hit Nevada, Nebraska, Texas, and South Dakota.
Just in the last number of days, we have seen intelligence alerts from the Department of Homeland Security talking about the risks to 911 and emergency services systems from cyber attacks. Basically, yeah, ransomware, and require the owner of the system to pay some sort of a ransom before the system is then returned to their control.
Many of the outages have been resolved.
First look traffic. Let's go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you're all clear of delays both into and out of Salt Lake City. If you're over on 215, the main flow is fine, but those of you trying to get on at 3500 South are going to have to move to the left a little bit right by Valley Fair Mall on the on-ramp because of a crash where a vehicle ran into the side barrier. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Getting into a wreck with someone without insurance can be a big financial pain, but Utah is ranked as one of the states where most people are insured. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, I spoke to Jason Gardner with the State Tax Commission, and he credits the Uninsured Motorist Identification Program, which backchecks all registered vehicles to see whether or not they're insured. Gardner says there are multiple benefits to the system.
It creates a disincentive for someone to kind of like play the risk driving without insurance, because, you know, they're going to be caught because every 2 weeks their vehicle is going to be checked against insurance records.
The system also allows officers to already know if you are insured, making it easier if you get pulled over. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Landscaping companies are starting to get into the swing of the season, but it's still not as busy as it will be in a few months. Bryce Wade owns the Yard Masters Landscaping Company.
When the weather gets good, like it is right now, the sun comes out, stops raining, and the weather permits, it's like a light switch, and everybody's calling up for services.
Owner of Mott's Landscaping, Jeff Mott, says he knows business is about to pick up.
May, June timeframe are just crazy months. And then typically, you know, September, October, once school starts again, people spend a little more time in their yard again before winter hits.
Currently, they say the most popular landscaping projects revolve around spring cleanup and xeriscaping.
Millennials are hoping to retire much earlier than what is actually expected. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The average millennial expects to retire in about 30 years, and experts are saying good luck. 30% of millennials are planning to retire by 59, according to a Transamerica retirement survey, but only about a third of them actually have a written retirement plan. They also have about $1 million more dollars to save to retire comfortably, especially since Social Security won't kick in until 62. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Well, by then, they may raise the minimum age for Social Security to as high as 70. Yeah. Those are some of the rumors.
Right.
Tough to do.